State Farm and all state insurance companies. State Farm and all state actively worked with the NAIC to help develop this model bill and support wholeheartedly. We think it's a very fine way to address a very specific problem.
Can State Farm and Allstate both in health insurance?
Yes, although in the state of Alaska, neither company writes very much health insurance compared to what they do in other markets. But they do write some.
But I don't perceive them as a health insurance company.
That they do write some, but it's not much. I think State Farm has approximately $100,000 in annual premiums, and Allstate is, I think, right around there.
And you work for Allstate?
No, I'm a retained counsel for Allstate.
Is
Allstate
State Farm prepared under the terms of this bill to become another term is small employer insurers under the terms of this bill?
According to the people, both companies, they're willing to participate in accord with the bill.
Do you anticipate they take a larger role in health insurance in Alaska if this bill passes?
I don't know that, Senator. I think it certainly would be something that could increase their market share, but whether they choose to actively promote that, I can't say much.
But they wanted you to come here and support the bill?
Well, they've supported the bill both in the national level, the NAIC, and they supported here in Alaska.
Okay. Thank you. John George.
Well, he said he had to leave.
What's John's position? Okay. We'll take that as face value. Joe Poor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Joe Poor. I'm the Executive Director for the Geno Chamber of Commerce. And we have about 360 members here in the Bureau. As you know, healthcare is a very important and vital issue to all of us in the business. It's difficult for us to compete with the public sector with poor employees when we have such wonderful benefits. It's difficult for us to afford an equal type of insurance. This particular insurance question, though, as far as access, is equally important, and we think it's a step in the right direction. And we would certainly encourage you to go forward with it. So for the record, we're in full support.
Thank you. Did anybody else want to testify on the Senate Bill 40 today? Rita?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, I'm Nate Stoops here on behalf of ECHA. ECHA supports Senate Bill 40. We haven't taken a look at all the amendments yet, but I don't expect that that's going to be a problem in that they were developed by ANC.
Does
that is in it's not the largest small employer insurance, health insurance company, and it does have a reasonable share of the small group market. And we agree that this reform would be helpful in increasing the number of people who are insured.
And would they agree to become one of those, what do they call them, reinsurers?
Yeah, we don't really have much choice.
You know, I know that this question is probably not very answerable at this point, but especially since the group hasn't even organized to decide what the plan would look like. But I'm sure that people all have this question in mind, and that is what you could anticipate as a premium for some sort of basic coverage for employees of small employers. And I'm sure, has there been any discussion that you all understand?
Thanks, Reed. So just I don't have a specific premium dollar factor, but in your package there should be something that's called Marketplace Report. State of Connecticut is the grandfather of the 24 states that adopted this. This is a report that came out about what they have done, and it indicates starting on page 4 how many more people, how many more plans have been covered. It also indicates that those people who are critical of this type of legislation, thinking that because we're now going to take in higher risk people, that the rates are going to have a phenomenal increase. And that is not proven to be true. Mm-hmm. Since every state is going to develop its own basic and standard plan, it is very difficult to say what the cost will be in Alaska. But based on what Connecticut is saying, they've had a very limited increase. In fact, what they have found for their assessments on the reinsurance pool, while their bill said carriers could be assessed up to 5%, just like the Alaska bill, they have found experience they only need 1.3% assessment. That tells me that what's happening is that the cost is not as high as anyone had assumed. Because I had not only anticipated your question, but I had also received it from a member of the House where I'm going to be testifying on the companion bill tomorrow. I have a call into an actuary from member firm asking them, can you give me what you're charging in any state? But please, and I'm very happy to give that to you, but please understand, that's going to be for a different state with a different set of benefits, because since in every state, it is the people of that state who are on that benefit plan committee that decides what it should be. So when he calls me back with Iowa, Connecticut, Tennessee, you know, North Carolina, or California, or whoever, it's not going to have relevance to what the cost will be in Alaska, because the benefits may be different, but at least it will tell you what it is. But I think that what is in the Connecticut summary report will should allay some of your concerns.
Thank you.
Okay, 3:30. With that, we will conclude the labor.